We're told Yishereach Nichoach LaHashem that the smell is pleasing to God in both two places in our parsha. We're told that by the oaf, we're told that by the behema. And ironically, you could not come up with two different types of korbanos. On the one hand, you have the idea of the oaf, which is the measly korban, the just barely. And then you have the behema, the full-size animal. What's going on here? And Rashi has an amazing point. Rashi says, "Lomar l'cha echad amarbe v'echad amamit." Doesn't make a difference if you give a little bit. Doesn't make a difference if you give a lot. Bilvad she'chaved libo l'shamayim. Doesn't make a difference. As long as your intent is for the sake of God, it's all good. That's Rashi's comment. The Iturei HaTorah offers a beautiful story. And I think the story really sheds light on what it's all about. The story goes like this. There were two chassidim that they were going on the road. And as they were traveling, one from Kotsk, one from Chernobyl, they're talking, what's the way of our chassidim? So the Chernobyler chassid says, you know what? Our chassidus has three types of aspects. And if you do these three, everything is good. On the night of Erev Shabbos, they stay awake all night long. Friday night, no sleep. On Erev Shabbos, they give tzedakah as much as they can with all their might. And on Shabbos Kodesh, they say all of Sefer Tehillim. So that's what our chassidus is all about, says the Kotzker. In Kotzker, we don't do anything like that. We stay up every night. And tzedakah we give with all of our might, all the time, anytime someone comes and asks us. And Tehillim, no, we can't say it all in one shot. Rather, we say each mizmor slowly and carefully. That's what we say. And so he said, and if it took David and Melech 70 years to like get through it, we can't say it in one shot. What is this story saying? What's the Iturei HaTorah saying? It has a connect to our pasuk. I think what he's saying is that at the end of the day, there is not one path to arrive at closeness to God. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what your path is. You have to figure out what works for you. And once you find that, you have to make sure that that is your derech hayashar that you don't stop with. But as long as shechaven libo l'shamayim, so long as your intent is for the sake of God, it is all going to be good no matter what. One approach or the other. Whether it's a behema, whether it's an oaf, whether it's a kotzker, or whether it's a Chernobyler. That's what it is all about. And I think that we have to try to remember that, because sometimes we get ourselves so wrapped up and so busy in what makes me unique that we look at all the other people and say, that's not it. But I think that the beauty of this idea is that actually it's always correct. Just find what works for you and take it to town. Have a great day.